Broadcasting live from the beautiful Moscone Center in downtown San Francisco, Oracle Open World 2013. Now it's time for OAUG Radio. And here are your hosts, Lee Cantor and Stone Payton.
All right, Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton in beautiful downtown San Francisco. Stone, day one of Oracle Open World's going strong.
We are in full stride. We are on the backside of our lunch break. We've gotten our second or third coffee. I'm feeling good, man. We've been having some great conversations, haven't we?
That's right. The Oracle people here have been wonderful.
So in this segment, we're going to get a chance to visit with Vice President Manufacturing Supply Chain Products and E-Business Suite Product Development. Man, that's a heck of a long title. We are going to get a chance to visit with Ramchan Raman. Welcome to the show, man.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about your experience so far. Has it met with your expectations? Are you getting what you hope to get out of the experience so far?
Oh, it's a great conference so far. Lots of attendees. We're just getting kicked off from yesterday, so long way to go. But we've had some great sessions in the first half of the day today.
Now, education is an important component of this conference, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Lots of new products, lots of new technology being announced, lots of customers and partners to meet as well.
Now, how do you spend most of your time with the education, the networking? How do you make the most of your experience here?
So we have a combination of things that we do. We actually showcase a lot of the new products, new things that we've done in our products in the events here. We do demo grounds. We do presentations. We also meet with individual customers and partners, talk about their issues and what they want to do with their businesses and their needs.
Now, this new in-memory applications, can you talk a little bit about that, what that is and how do they work?
Sure. Big data is a new theme for most of the large companies today, manufacturers particularly. And the ability to actually look at a large sets of data in real time and to make sense out of it requires a lot of powerful technology. Mm-hmm. And we've actually built specific tools and capabilities and applications that can actually be leveraged right on top of our engineering systems to be able to solve critical business problems.
So what is your take on this whole idea of the R12 upgrade? We've heard people across the board talk about it. I mean, it presents business opportunity for a lot of folks here. What's your take on it as an Oracle exec?
So E-Business Suite is one of the biggest product lines in the applications. R12, we have a lot of customers already moved on to R12. We just recently introduced 12.2, which is a new technology release. We also have a lot of new capabilities built on top of 12.2. But the most important thing in 12.2 is what we call as online patching. It's a new capability that leverages a feature in the database called edition-based redefinition. And we wrote the whole patching technology on top of that to be able to provide business users, to run their ERP systems online while the patching is going on. It's simply a revolutionary technology. No one else has ever been able to do this so far.
Mm-hmm. Now, can you talk a little bit about the Endica technology and how that impacts the E-Business Suite customers?
Sure. Endica is in-memory technology that we actually acquired in 2011. And it really powers some of the websites today like Dice.com, HomeDepot.com, and things like that, mm-hmm. where they do a very powerful in-memory, sort of a shopping cart type of an experience. What we've done with eBusiness Suite is to really integrate Endica for the regular average day-to-day ERP user to bring in the same shopping cart type of an experience when they do their jobs daily using the in-memory technology for the average user.
Now, this online patching you were talking about a little earlier, is that pretty much reserved for something that is very locked down, or can you really patch in some customized solutions with that thing?
Yes, actually, it supports custom code as well.
Really?
Yes. You can actually... There's
online, real time.
Online, real time, and there is a small downtime that it takes for you to actually cut over. But while the patching is being applied, the users can actually be online globally on this.
You guys had to be high-fiving. When you were ready to turn that loose and get that, you guys had to be jumping up and down and high-fiving all over the parking lot. Oh, you were excited, yeah?
This is going to be a revolutionary technology that no other ERP vendor is ever providing.
Now, when you're working on something that revolutionary, how much of it is the customer driving it and you solving the problem, or is it you leading and the customer just benefiting from your...
This was all his idea. Let's be honest, okay?
Actually, this has been 20 years in the making. Customers, specifically global manufacturers, have been asking for something that they can do to keep their systems live for providing 24/7 manufacturing, specifically on the shop floor.
Uh-huh.
And this is a technology that's evolved over the last 20 years to a point where we could actually do this with a combination of what we've done with the database and the patching technology on top of that.
And you're just now, how long ago did you announce this?
This was announced last week.
Last week. I thought it was relatively new. How do you get ready for an announcement like that and an event like this? It must take an incredible amount of preparation.
Yes, actually, this has been a long time coming. We've been actually working with a lot of customers to actually test this from a beta program previously to get feedback. And so we've been working on this for the last couple of years to get it to this point, actually. So we were pretty ready when it was announced.
So when it's announced and then everybody starts jumping on it and taking advantage of it, is it something that you guys now have a whole lot of customers actually using it and now you're you know getting it out there and implementing it? Or are you moving on to the next thing right away?
So we ran a beta program initially, and then we also ran an early adopter program for a select number of customers who we work very, very closely with,
mm-hmm.
and got a lot of feedback. And, we got it to a point where it's ready to be announced for everybody. So we got it out last week, and now all the customers who've been waiting to upgrade can possibly look at going to either 12.1 or directly to 12.2 if the online patching is something that they're looking for.
Does it concern you at all that maybe too many people are going to want it and like it too fast? I mean, I realize that's kind of a good problem to have, but it really, that can become a problem, can it?
We want all the customers in Release 12, and we have a number of them who are actually migrating to 12.1. 12.1, you can actually be on the 12.1 release through 2019 when the support window expires.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it gives us adequate time for the other customers when they want to move to 12.2 at their own convenience, when they think the project makes sense for them. That they could move.
So this is the afternoon of day one. You've been working hard. You were sweating when you got here. I know you're running from corner to corner. How do you plan to personally invest the next couple of days? What are you going to be doing with your time?
We have a lot of demo grounds, hands-on labs, meet the experts types of meetings that we have set up, individual partner meetings as well. So we're going to make every opportunity here to show our products, some of the new products, especially on top of 12.1 and 12.2 that we have actually built over the last years.
Mm-hmm.
And also a lot of work that we've done from a UI modernization on the eBusiness Suite side. So we're going to spend the next couple of days talking to them about it and getting them excited to move to R12.
Now, what's the most rewarding thing for you? Is it rolling out these new products or is it helping your customers get the most out of it? What personally is most satisfying for you?
I think our customers actually drive what we are actually building. So this is most of the stuff that we do pretty much is what customers have been wanting for a long time. It's the combination of the technologies that Oracle has today, from hardware, from in-memory technology, and all of the capabilities that we have today, that we're able to build some cutting-edge products that can actually solve critical business problems.
Now, what about at a conference like this, when you see all these businesses that exist because of what Oracle is doing, how does that make you feel?
Well, this is an annual chore for us, and this is where most of our new announcements are done. It gives us a real ability to actually go and meet a lot of the customers, meet a lot of the partners, understand what their needs are, share what we are doing, listen to them, particularly in every event that we do, and really look at our strategy going forward as to where we invest from a development perspective on new products and new solutions.
So what exactly is the role, as you see it, of user groups like OAUG? Help us understand how that fits into the ecosystem.
So we've been working with OAUG for a very, very long time, and they really are the conduit. They are the voice of the customer for us.
Mm-hmm.
And so we participate with the OAUG conferences from Collaborate to Open World to every opportunity we get. They really bring in the basic needs of every customer. They liaise with them. They bring in information that we need specifically for their pain points, what they're asking for. And they also help us communicate back to the customer in terms of what we have done and if that would help their cause. So we've always liked working with them, and we will continue to work with them.
Well, Ramon, it has been an absolute delight having you join us on the show. Thanks so much for coming and visiting with us.
Thank you.
Before we go, though, let's make sure that our listeners don't know how to reach out and learn more, maybe have a conversation with you or someone on your team. So website, email, that kind of thing. What's the best contact?
Email would be good. Ramchand.raman@oracle.com.
All right. This is Stone Payton for Lee Cantor, everyone here at Oracle Open World 2013. We will be back in a few.